We've got the showdown medalist and Steel Shop star Tom Lynch. Tom, 6 goals, 21 disposals personally, but what do you think of the performance overall? Was it the most complete one you've seen in showdowns?
Yeah, look, it's very pleasing. Obviously, with the disappointing loss last week, feeling like we were so close, did a lot right and weren't able to get the result. It was nice to be able to bounce back this week. Yeah, it was a showdown, but you know, they all only mean the same. But it's a great experience to play in these big games, and you know, we're so lucky to have such great fans. I mean, 50,000 to start the year. I mean, it's just, we're very lucky.
Lynchy, congratulations and well done to you. Were you surprised how much space Port Adelaide gave your forwards? Time and time again, we looked up and Betts and yourself and Walker, all alone inside 50, throwing Jenkins as well. They seemed to give you a lot of space and you guys capitalised on that.
Yeah, thanks, Kane. I think we had to be brave with our ball use. You know, they're obviously a pressing team, and we felt like if we can get it into the bubble and get it out the back, we're going to get some success. But you know, you have to be able to take the game on from the half back line and be able to take that brave kick, and it opens things up. But it's something we've certainly worked on, and it's pleasing to see it implemented.
Tom, Mark Bickley here. You would have been wrapped with the ability to move the ball. You talked about getting that kick inside. You took 90 uncontested marks, and if you're moving the ball down the ground with that in that manner, uncontested marks, you're going to get that. So that's probably the blueprint in terms of what it looks like when it works for Adelaide.
Yeah, you know, obviously that's a big part of our game we've been working on over the summer, is, you know, our kicking efficiency and being able to shift the defence. It's an area that let us down last year. So, you know, obviously to start the year off doing just that is very pleasing and very rewarding for us forwards. You know, the guys you mentioned, you know, super players, and extremely lucky to be playing with them.
Congratulations on the showdown medal and the Steel Shop star. Go and see Paul at Paynham. You get a chainsaw for that, I reckon.
Beautiful.
58-point win. Inside 50s, Port had 70. Last week, Kangaroos had 65. You're letting a lot inside your D50.
Yeah, we just heard that stat then, so that's obviously disappointing, and an area we're going to fix up. But I mean, all credit to, you know, the 100 gamer Dan Talia, who was the rock down there with those other defenders, and Kyle Harding and Kyle Chaney and Brodie Smith. Those boys, they were brilliant, weren't they? And you know, they were able to really slingshot it for us. You know, they were very courageous and brave, and you know, 70 inside 50s, and they were able to get the job done. So super effort from those guys, and you know, they'll be rewarded.
Well, it was a good effort from all the forwards. You got 6, Eddie got 5, your mate JJ got 4, Tex got 2 as well. You guys now have been working together for 3 or 4 years. You seem to have a really good understanding. You've had 2 newcomers come in the last 2 weeks in McGovern and Miller. It seems the more they get exposed, that they just keep showing a little bit more each week.
Yeah, you know, those guys have been great for us. They've shown great energy over the summer, and especially in the first few games they've played, and haven't looked out of place at all. So, you know, those 2 guys you mentioned are going to have, you know, super careers for the Crows, and something the fans should be very excited about. But as you mentioned, yeah, I'm extremely lucky to play with those other 3 guys you mentioned. You know, they're very unselfish, and, you know, it's really enjoyable to play with those guys.
Tommy, I thought you might have been fighting out of your weight division, having to go up Charlie Dixon, a bit of lip there. What were you thinking?
Yeah, no, I quickly realised I was out of my... I was out of strife then, so I backpedaled pretty quickly, and the big Charlie, but, you know, I didn't know. I was kind of asking, what's he doing down here? So, yeah, I won't be doing that again, I don't think.
I thought the good thing today was, we've already rattled off about 10 of the players, but it was a case of all played well. You know, you mentioned all the backmen, the forwards, Tomo in the midfield, Richard Douglas, Crouch boys. It really was a case like the old under-11s, all played well on the paper tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're able to get off to a fast start, which is obviously important, and... you know, it's not going to be like that every week, so it's really important that we obviously freshen up, recover well, and get ready for next week. As cliche as that sounds, you know, that's just the game these days. You know, Richmond played pretty well last night, and you know, those guys you mentioned all played really well, and they'll have to front up again next week.
You touched on the crowd, and a great effort to get 51,000 today on this time slot, but I mean, how loud is it out there? We were getting excited watching the ball going in, yourself and Jenkins, Betts and Walk, and you can see the build-up, even young Miller. I mean, what's the noise level like on the ground?
It's amazing. You know, it's obviously playing in the couple of finals last year at the MCG, it's pretty loud there, but the crowd here is just enormous. The energy, and
they bring for us players is, you know, something we're very grateful for. And, you know, I'm very lucky to play for this club, you know, playing in front of 50,000 each week. I know everyone always says it, but it is very loud, you know, especially when Eddie gets his hands on the ball, you know something's going to happen when the crowd are up. So, you know, extremely lucky and looking forward to playing out here again in a couple of weeks.
Just another question. In terms of the way you got over the back of Port Adelaide, what was the reaction from some of the Port defenders? Were they was there much talk out there? Yeah. Was there confusion? How did they respond?
No, not really. You know, even we've played together for a while now as forward group, but they seem to have as well. You know, guys in Homs and Tommy Jonas and Jackson Trengove, you know, they're pretty good leaders down there. And you know, I'm pretty experienced, so you know they were pretty level-headed and you know kept working it through the game. So credit to them.
Well, they had a trouble matching up on you. You're a Steel Shop star. Well done, Tommy. Congratulations.
Thanks,
on the showdown medal.
Great work.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Tommy Lynch down there with Marcus Wilson.